Hello, everyone, and welcome to the end of 2020. As we start the show today, I want to tell everybody that on Monday, I had a 42-year-old lady tell me that she was too young for America Online. And we were complaining about email and stuff like that. And she turned to me and said, well, you're not as old as I am, so you probably have no idea what I'm talking about. And I just looked at her and I said, what the hell are you talking about? Well, we'll probably share just a touch about that story, but we are talking about email, specifically Microsoft 365, AppRiver, SureWeb, and PAX 8. Here we go. Everyone, and welcome to another episode of Podnuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B, and Podnuts Pro is the business support IT podcast. Whether you're a man in the van, a lady warrior, or $1 million MSP, we will share product stories and tips to help you run your business and support your clients. Today, I am joined by two long-term friends. They are also podcasters, and they are icons in the industry, Mike Smith and Paco LeBron. Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, doing good.
Well, you know how I always say, better than good and better than most, and it wouldn't be not say that I better than I deserve as stealing it from a fellow podcaster, John Dubinsky.
Okay. All right. So Mike Smith, MHS Consulting and the Mike Tech Show, and Paco with Prodigy Techs and MSP Unplugged. How are things looking for you guys here at the end of the year?
Busy. Surprisingly, just very, very busy. We've seen an uptick in a lot of work. People buying computers, and at least the ones that are the offices that are up and running and, you know, in business right now. But I'm seeing a lot of work. And I've got January already booked for projects. So I'm happy.
Same thing on this end. I mean, we've really received a lot of uptick on just potential clients, prospects that we're kind of scheduling out as we can. We just can't take them all at once. That's just how busy we're kind of are right now with our recent expansion. But yeah, similar to Mike, we've got a lot of PC orders coming in, new and refurbs. We have a lot of project work, a lot of Microsoft 365 migrations that are coming through, and a lot of retirement of old servers, moving them to the cloud, because essentially just more file sharing than not. So that's how we are pretty much set up for over here.
Yep. And I too am busier than I thought I was going to be. Just received a $30,000 payment from a client for some Windows 10 upgrades that they're finally getting around to. And we'll be continuing that into quarter one. They have about 55 or so still to go. So a lot of work there. So, all right. So this is going to be an interesting question, because normally at this point in the podcast, we talk about things like the weather, and I always brag about how warm it is down here in the middle of winter. And of course, it's going to be interesting to hear Paco's response, but Mike, you are now Florida man.
Exactly.
How is the weather now compared to last year at this time?
Well, I can tell you right now, when I left right outside of Philadelphia, we got here on Monday of this week. It's 35 degrees where I left. It's now 77 right now. So I'm loving it. As a matter of fact, I can't believe we stayed for the first snowstorm, but we were committed to grandchildren and Christmas. And that was the only thing that kept us in Pennsylvania. But yeah, loving it.
All right. And of course, that is pretty close to my temperature here, 79 with a real feel of 75. Paco, how is it up in Chicagoland?
Oh, it's a beautiful 37 degrees over here. We just got our tail end of the snowstorm that we had yesterday of 5 inches. The rain has come in to kind of sweep a lot of that snow out in time for New Year's Eve. And, you know, it's a lot warmer than what it could be. So it's above freezing and it's definitely nice balmy weather outside.
Nice. So sunny day?
Sunny day.
Oh, that's the best. Mm-hmm. That is the best. All right. So I don't have too much in terms of old business that I like to do, and new business I will attend to after the show if we have time. I think we've got a topic here that is going to be pretty interesting. People have been asking about it, wanting us to compare the different vendors and how we work with. Now, at the time they started asking, it was Office 365, but the name has been changed. Microsoft 365 across all their platform packages. So I was late to the 365 game, but when I did get in, I went in with AppRiver. And for most of my clients, they are all either on AppRiver or not. And the ones that are waiting to go on will be on AppRiver. And the question is whether I resell or refer them. But I know I've talked about my reasons for going with AppRiver. So let me start with you guys and talk about what was it that kind of got you started with the vendor that you're working with.
I'll go. So I work with SureWeb and I'm an advisor, which starting out, it was a way to not have to take on the full billing through me for reselling. So I get a percentage off the top of any account that I'm associated with. So I make sure my advisor number is set up when they are signing on. And then I get a little extra tech support and other. Anyway, but years ago, I've been with SureWeb for a very long time. Years ago, having a hosted exchange, even directly with Microsoft, they had problems. I had clients and like they would have outages. At the time when I was looking for someone to partner with, SureWeb was always kept coming up in the highest reviews and ranked very high. And I'm talking 12 years ago. So we're not looking, you know, I've been with them for a very long time and I needed a hosted exchange and that was it. So, and I still have clients that are hosted with SureWeb servers. And that's what kind of forced me into SureWeb. And like Marv, I'm late to the game on Office 365 and Microsoft 365. And I resell it sort of, or at least partner with advising them to go through SureWeb for my office.
All right, Paco.
So it's interesting. So I'm much later in the game than you two on Microsoft 365, as we were a Google Workplace reseller for a long time for the first 6 years of the business, which obviously previously G Suite. And we began to realize as we started acquiring a lot of new clients, we started getting more Microsoft 365 tenants, and we just didn't have a way of managing them. It was always this roundabout way of trying to take care of users and licensing and things of that nature. So we actually jumped to AppRiver at first for our Microsoft 365 reselling. But then I became made aware of PAX 8, who I currently use for all of my Microsoft 365 reselling and licensing. And they just kind of made that so much easier for me to do with a couple other items we'll go into probably later in the show. But PAX 8 actually just cold called me probably about 2.5 years ago. And, you know, was very consistent into jumping on board with them. And I hadn't heard of them at the time. And I kind of just, you know, I'm kind of okay where I'm at. But it was the moment that they made their integration with our PSA that started the conversation to be a little bit more in depth, and just getting along with the guys and just understanding a little bit more. We became a full partner and reseller with them and migrated everything over to them. Just because, not to say anything on AppRiver, but there was a lot more benefit to us as a company going with PAX 8 than it was to stay.
I understand that. I have talked with PAX 8. Well, let me rephrase that. I am a PAX 8 partner. I've just not done anything with them. I've talked to them once or twice a year with having them you know, pitch me on moving over, but I just haven't found a reason to. Now, when I went to App River, and as Mike said, I needed somebody to do hosted exchange. I had a customer that at the time, they were, I don't know, probably about 70 users on a on-prem exchange server, which I did a ton of back when we had small business server and we had exchange servers. And they were my first customer to have to get off because they had a failing server. And to give them a new server with the, I think at the time it was Exchange 2010, and with the licensing, it was probably going to cost them $20,000-$25,000 to do an on-prem server. And they were like, we don't want to spend that much. And I said, well, you're going to spend that much. It's just whether you do it up front or you do it over time. And it depends on the maintenance. And at the time, I said, you can go with App River. They have a hosted exchange. It's this much per person per month. We don't have to worry about a failing server in the future. And that's what they did. And that's how I ended up with them at the time. And I don't know if this is still true, but App River was the largest Microsoft partner selling Office 365 and hosted exchange. I don't know if that's the case anymore, but that was why I went with them. And to give a little bit of disclosure, they are a little bit more expensive than if you went with Microsoft directly. So that's something to remember for people, but there's a lot of support that comes along with that, that I think. So in terms of selling and supporting actually anything, I've been using the SOS term. So when I go to a client and look at doing their stuff or anything, I look at selling, onboarding, and support. So that's kind of how we'll attack today and talk about, you know, Microsoft 365. Now, we mentioned a little bit about the selling side of it. I went with App River, one, because they did that, but two, I have the option of being a full reseller where I can buy from App River and sell to my clients and make my own pricing, or I can refer and they give me a percentage of whatever the customer buys. And all of those are in my portal. So I can see both clients at the same time. I can access them the same way and do everything from that. So in terms of, you know, what I can offer to my clients with App River, I can resell, I can refer. Mike, you mentioned a little bit about...
I can do both.
You can do both. Okay.
And I guess that's a good term to use. They called it advisor back then. But yes, right. I refer to them. And I will... The difference, I will handhold them setting up the account for the first time. And therefore, then I'll plug my advisor ID in and we'll set the domain. I take care of the onboarding. So my clients are small enough and I'm the one recommending it and I'm billing my time for that. So I will onboard them and I have SureWeb as support at the back end. Now they could do that. I just haven't let them because my clients were small enough that, you know, and even my biggest one that's got, you know, 50 users, you know, my son and I were able to do that with no trouble. So I take care of that, but I will refer them, but I can easily start reselling them. I just haven't done that yet because I still haven't pulled the trigger for where do I want to end up down the road. And that's why even for me, this is important, you know, is it App River? Is it now I've also sent people for compliance and for I have sent people directly to Microsoft, which cut me out completely. So I've set some client, a couple clients up directly through Microsoft. So I kind of left money on the table there by doing that. And then I started because I was afraid to start reselling Office 365 years ago. So now I can add on those products and services through SureWeb. And now I'm just getting a monthly piece. And they've been, by the way, they've been very good, which is, this is interesting. How are they in paying you? And monthly, I very timely get a direct deposit. So,
yeah,
which is good.
All right. Yeah. PAX A is similar. You can do both. You can be a full partner reseller, as your own offering, which is what we do. We actually just rebrand, email to our brand of protective email. And then essentially that's Office 365 with some other tools that we have in there for spam and anti-phishing. But, and then you also can go bill on behalf of the client. So you are able to go ahead and get on the reseller portion of it. And then you are a resold version of it. And then you are able to get a commission for every license or relationship that is done through PAX 8. The margin is obviously a difference, is smaller margin going direct with the client versus you doing it on your own. However, they do have the ability of doing both, and they have phenomenal sales support to be able to kind of handle both sides as well. And yeah, essentially they do have that as a capability.
All right. Do you guys have tiers in terms of partnership? So if you sell so many seats or so many products, you know, let's say the level's 1,000 a month or 5,000 a month, do you get additional discounts or additional perks being a partner?
You know, I don't know about on PAX 8 side on top of it. I know that with the current margins, they're pretty competitive to a lot of the other Office 365 partners out there. But I know that if you are an ASCII member, you will also get an even deeper discount margin as well on reselling Microsoft 365 as well.
With SureWeb, I haven't reached that to even start asking, you know, what are the levels of, you know, for tiering. So, I can't answer that for SureWeb.
Okay. It's kind of funny because I know that when you get to straight 365 products, there's probably not much that any of our vendors can do in terms of price. But in terms of other products, I know that with AppRiver/Zix, I probably should have said that AppRiver is part of Zix. And so all of the other products that have to do with email protection, security, message privacy, HIPAA compliance, all of those types of things, there are levels where I can get additional discounts for those products. And then I do get additional perks. I got grandfathered in under, I forget what it's, the gold plan. I think it's the executive now, where I can get not for resale licenses for my business. So that, you know, it's not free, and but I don't have to pay retail for any licensing that I get. I also get access to some lead referrals, some marketing stuff, and things of that nature. So do you guys get any of those perks, or do you get help with selling to your customers?
We do. So for PAX 8, there's a couple things that you've mentioned in there. So the first is they do highlight, PAX 8 is a cloud distributor. So they have many other products in their catalog as well. So for anti-spam, they highlight Proofpoint as one of those bigger anti-spam components to plug into Microsoft. Now that does have a tier process for the amount of licenses you purchase, et cetera. But by being a PAX 8 partner, you do get 50 NFR licenses that are no cost to the individual business to implement on their own infrastructure. So there's that. The other piece of, you know, are they able to assist on, what was it, Marvin, that you mentioned? The last question was that if they're able to assist with not only the billing tiers, but.
Well, pitching to a client. So if you need help explaining something to a client or doing a demo, do they help you with that?
Gotcha. So I know that they do help out with some of the beginning phases of it with some white glove treatment, but they also have their professional services where, let's say there is a client that, you know, perfect example, someone that's been mainly in Google and G Suite and doesn't know how to do a migration from one end to the other, or even from GoDaddy to Microsoft 365 to go into direct with Microsoft. They have professional services where you can pay them and they take care of it for you. So there can be kind of like an outsourced team to handle some of that. They have some other services with like hardening the security of the actual systems, or even like now with remote work, mobile management, trying to figure out how Intune works. You can pay them to take care of that stuff too as well. So they do have those options available.
Mike, anything from SureWeb?
Yes. I remember I didn't get the opportunity, but even a couple of years ago, there was a huge opportunity that was competitive and it was big enough that SureWeb was part of the sales, you know, and helping me out and getting the numbers. Now, we didn't win that. But they are, I know they're there to help. I haven't had to use it because my client base is smaller, and because I'm a referrer, that's, you know, I've already closed it. So I don't need anybody to help right now. But if I start going after bigger clients, and, you know, I know they're there, and I know there's a robust program for sales support and for partnering and them doing their onboarding, but they will help. I know, because my person that I work with, my rep, you know, has offered that. So.
All right. You just mentioned rep, and that's not on our outline here, but do you guys have direct line of communication with a specific rep or a team that when you need help, you can get it pretty quickly?
Yeah, for us both, you get a dedicated rep, which they call wingman or wingwoman, depending on who they assign you. And then you also have specific not only support teams, but there are subject matter expert teams or members in that company that will help you with certain aspects of it. So there's a security point of contact for anything security related, endpoint, email, et cetera. There's a Microsoft specific person that may need help for, let's say in this example, I need help with the phone system, Microsoft Business Voice, and how does that whole thing work out? So they have both. So you have the support team, you have a dedicated rep, and then the dedicated rep helps you connect you with some of the specific things that you may be looking into, or new products that they included in their catalog. They'll be able to have someone that's kind of immersed themselves to better understand if it's a fit for you.
I have a dedicated rep where we'll talk about different options, and there are so many more things that I have not even explored of the depth of what SureWeb offers. Like, I'm not taking advantage of their phones and their backups and their things like that. And they're always, you know, picking at me to learn that. But now for support, it's interesting. I don't have separate support. Their support is tiered. And when you get to their third tier, it's really good. Or they put me in touch with an expert that had to help me with, if this was for FINRA compliance, where the encrypted emails, I needed to do some obscure rules and some advanced journaling way back. And so they had to help me. So there was a separate person that was an expert with that was able to help me within the Office 365 portal, because there's two. So I go to SureWeb for the SureWeb services, but then they have a link, which is the standard Microsoft admin, I think, that we're all familiar with for the admin portal. So there's like a little in between for setting up, you know, accounts and everything, and then going in. And they've brought to bear the expert that I've needed, including one particular time, they actually got a Microsoft, you know, they opened a Microsoft ticket because it was that deep of a problem. So anyway, I've been happy with the tech support, I guess, bottom line, but I don't have like a dedicated support.
And that's one thing to highlight too with PAX8, like Mike mentioned, they do have, you being a partner, you do have the ability of getting access to Microsoft's Premier Support, is what it's called. So instead of you calling into Microsoft, which with PAX8, you can call Microsoft directly if you needed to, PAX8 is able to escalate it to their Premier Support, which I'm told will get a better and faster response or a more skilled individual at Microsoft to handle the situation if PAX8 support can't.
You brought up a good point. SureWeb. I am not allowed to call Microsoft, and I have to call SureWeb first. Only they can bring Microsoft to the table.
Interesting. With AppRiver, I can call Microsoft if I want to. I just choose not to because they'll do it for me. And you know, it's not, I don't know if that's an extra perk or anything. I have no idea if it's a level thing, but anytime I've needed that additional support, you know, I get it from them. So I just, you know, if I have an issue, I call them and they just say, well, we'll talk to Microsoft for you. I say, go right ahead. And usually within an hour or so, or depending on the issue, it'll be fixed. Sometimes I don't even ask what happened. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about access to the customer stuff. So we all, of course, have portals, and we know the Microsoft admin portal. AppRiver has a portal on top of that where when it comes time to add users, add products, remove, make changes, manage things like the threat protection, all of that can be done from the AppRiver portal without even going into the Microsoft admin portal. Of course, there are some things that if you really want to get granular, you need to go into that admin portal. So what are your partner portals like in terms of Pax8 and SureWeb?
Also, I have to go into the portal for the client. So I know there's a partner overall dashboard, but I'm not part of that yet. So because I'm a referrer, I have full access to the customer portal. So I got to log in as me, and I have access to the customer, and I add the services and I add the products, and I would add anything even for Microsoft, and then I could go in and configure more detailed. I cannot make a change to Microsoft just from SureWeb. I got to be in the Microsoft admin portal. But there is a portal, they call it Cumulus, and you log in, and that's where I take care of buying the Microsoft accounts, the Microsoft products, whatever, and then the SureWeb products. And then maybe there's forwarding or journaling or things like that. Proofpoint, if I'm not using Microsoft, like I guess it's still E3 or whatever, for encryption, SureWeb also partners with Proofpoint for any of the encrypted email. So I'm familiar with that. And that SureWeb used to years ago, they did it on their own. It wasn't so hot. And so they ended up going with McAfee and then changed from McAfee. And now for years, it's been Proofpoint. So,
gotcha. So for Pax8, it's both. So you can, they're a free tier, or what's included is being a partner at no charge. You can order, purchase, add licenses as necessary. And then under that tier, you would log into the Microsoft 365 dashboard and assign the licenses or create the users, et cetera. With the new Pax8 Pro that just got released maybe either last month or earlier this month, I can't remember the date, you do have the ability of that dashboard like AppRiver has, where you can now order, assign, create as needed. But that's an additional fee of $250 a month. And the reason why is because they're a cloud distributor. It's not just for Microsoft 365, which is right now, but they are now working with other vendors to also provision their systems that they have relationships as well.
I have a question, which I know for Paco, Pax8 integrates into our PSA because we have the same PSA. Marv, does AppRiver integrate to your PSA, or is that something you still need to do?
So they don't integrate to mine. But they do integrate with some, and the two big ones that they integrate with are ConnectWise and Autotask. Okay. They're working on integration with others, but it is, I don't know what you guys mean by integration, because most of that integration is just simply to sync up the number of licenses and products so that you can bill for them.
Right.
They are not integrated to do support tickets. So if, there's not a way to have a ticket go into AppRiver and then sync up with the PSA or anything like that. So is that what you're asking, or just the billing?
Both, actually, because SureWeb, I have nothing for that. So does Pax8, can you create a ticket?
So right now you can do the billing under the free portion of it with no problem, syncing licenses to products and services into Synchro, and then it'll automate the billing on that route for if you're running your invoicing through Synchro. If you are creating tickets and syncing users and creating worksheets for onboarding and things of that nature, it's coming. It hasn't came out as of yet with Pax8 Pro because they did Datto for Autotask and they did ConnectWise first. But Synchro and TigerPAR are on the route, my understanding, for the next coming weeks. But you will be able to do that as well. Create users, create onboarding checklists to help with that offboarding checklist. Things of that nature that'll integrate directly into the Synchro's PSA.
See, and that's going to influence me in I want to hear about all the support and all the things, and you want the best of everything, but integration into my, RMM PSA, boy, that's important. You know, so, and I know there's probably a lot of listeners out there, the same thing. That's why I wanted to go there.
So one caveat, that integration is if you're a PAX 8 Pro enrollee for that portion. The licensing of the billing is done as a normal partner. But if you enroll in the PAX 8 Pro SKU, you will be able to have that integration for ticketing users, et cetera, when they do release it.
Do you have a fee? Like, I have no fees with SureWeb. Like to be a partner, to be, do you have a yearly or monthly fee just to use them, or
no,
a minimum?
There's no partner fees to use PAX 8. Only fee is if you were going to use some of the other items, in the PAX 8 Pro portion of it, which is the $250 a month, unlimited users in the company. Outside of that, just to be a regular partner, there's no fee.
Okay. What about AppRiver?
There's no fees for AppRiver, and for anything. So I don't. Why do they charge the $250 for the pro stuff? I don't understand. I think you started to mention it earlier.
Sure. Yeah. So basically, you know, right now that platform can do Microsoft 365 like AppRiver, which AppRiver includes for free, right? Yes. But they are also going to be developing other APIs and integration with other software that's purchased
through all their vendors.
So, so for all the other AVs that they have, all the other email clients, security, the SOCs, things of that nature, of building out those users. Essentially, the realm is you order it, you set it up, and it will spawn into everything else that needs to be all in one dashboard instead of just Microsoft.
All right. So we should probably mention that PAX 8 is kind of a unicorn for this discussion, because both AppRiver and SureWeb are specific to email and security in that respect. PAX 8 works with a lot of other vendors, not just email. So there, you know, is a whole other set of variables that make PAX 8 what I would call MSP friendly, for lack of a better phrase. But let's talk about that as it relates to email. So I like the friendliness of AppRiver. One of the things that you both have mentioned, the portal that I get free is what I would consider tech friendly, MSP friendly, where I can see all my clients, regardless of whether I resell or refer, no matter what they're using, I can log in, do their stuff. I don't have to be in their portal as a user, but I can be. They have guest administration. So when I log into the AppRiver portal, I can guest admin into their direct product. I can see their billing. I can add users and stuff in. But what, in terms of, you know, tech-friendly, MSP-friendly features, do you guys like about your stuff?
So as far as for me and PAX 8, has AppRiver recently changed their dashboard in the last year or two?
Yeah, they've changed it actually twice over the last 2 years.
Okay, so that makes sense then. So for me, back when I was using it, it was confusing as heck to me. So, to purchase a license, to get to the guest admin, to, you know, the difference between automatic billing and manual billing and trying to keep all that synced together, I just was confusing as heck for me at the dashboard 2 years ago, which I decided that, you know, it was a multiple calls. But once you get it, you know, it's kind of just a breeze to kind of run through it. Whereas with PAX 8, you know, for me, the things that are there are there. So you're looking at your current subscriptions for your customers. There's your subscriptions. If you're looking at your catalog for what's in the catalog, that's where's the catalog. How many is for your customers and what you're tying into, that's there. Now, some of the integrations, they're kind of in other portions of the system where you kind of have to dig into them. But for me, I find it was a lot easier for me to flip over back then to PAX 8, just because it was easier for me to mess around with the dashboard at that time versus AppRiver.
Now, I can't speak to the, I know there's a partner portal. I'm not using it. So I should be, because because I'm referring and because I'm set up, I would much rather see all my customers, you know, and then drill down. Right now, I just have a link for each customer, and then I log in individually. But that's I should really put that together. So I can't, you know, give a thumbs up or thumbs down to SureWeb's partner portal.
All right. Yeah. I mean, AppRiver has come a long way in the last 2 years. They've revamped their portal twice. And I think a lot of it was just simply to integrate Zix and App River together. That was a big thing. But the, I know that I spoke with them about a year and a half ago, and they were asking, you know, what things do you like about the portal? What things do you not like about the portal? And some of the things that I mentioned are in there, you know, in terms of being able to see all your clients, and you can filter them, whether you want to just see your resold or your referred, you want to see which clients are using, you know, this email product, which clients are using this email product. You can see your pricing list. You can see, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. You can actually have clients just simply have access to the billing portion, and you can see all your customers' bills. So you can see what they're paying for their stuff if you just refer them. So I like a lot of that. There's other stuff in there in terms of partner management and, you know, some really granular stuff. I don't get into a ton of it, but I know that there's a lot there that, you know, probably Paco, it's in that pro portal that you mentioned. I expect that they're pretty similar.
For the filtering of users and such?
For the pro, yeah. Your pro pack, does it offer all those things where you can?
So that is included without pro.
Okay.
So pro, you're able to see all your invoicing, your subscriptions, everything that I mentioned is all outside of pro. Pro is more of allowing you to not have to go into additional dashboards, basically that dashboard of provisioning and stuff like AppRiver does. That's kind of what that pro is, what does for there.
Okay. So we kind of went from selling to supporting and the MSP friendliness of it. And we talked about partner integrations, the partner portal. Now let's talk about specifically vendor assistance when it comes to things like the onboarding. So I know, Mike, you mentioned earlier that SureWeb offers
yes.
to help with the onboarding, but you've never done that because you like to handhold your customers.
And I like to do it myself. Like I have a process and I'm a creature of habit, you know, where when I'm migrating somebody, I literally, you know, export everybody's PSTs. I get a temporary FTP site. I can upload all the PSTs. And then in the portal, I just assign that file to the account that I created and they take care of that, you know, at the back end, that import. So that I have, since I have a process that has worked flawlessly for years, I continue to do that. Now, I think if I would get somebody more than 20 accounts, I'm going to need their help because now there's a lot more, you know, granular work. So they've often offered at the back end to go right from an Exchange server, like if I'm still like Active Directory or something, and or right from Google, they have tools that they will, you know, you just got to get them the access and they can, you know, migrate the mailboxes from the one to the other. So interesting. I got to mention one of my projects and coming up very early in January for a client. They are a SureWeb hosted Exchange client with Microsoft Office, you know, Office 365 purchased through SureWeb. I have to move the email silo from SureWeb to Microsoft because of integration to an upgrade to their new case management software that's cloud-based. We had to cancel a project because it would not work with a non-Microsoft Exchange hosted. It failed. And they was even surprised for the company and that the case management software. So now I have to get SureWeb, and that should be easy, because it's from them to them, you know. So I'm hoping that, you know, I just got to go through a weekend where I got to get this scheduled so they'll migrate that. So I just thought I'd mention that. It's very interesting if you start having vertical software, and I'm wondering if, Marv, you'll run into this, for a non-Microsoft Exchange hosted, they're becoming, you know, the horse and buggy almost now. You have to be Microsoft.
I've not run into that yet, even with the law clients that are in the cloud. For some reason, we've been able to always make that work, both with the hosted Exchange and 365, because I've got clients that are on, you know, both platforms and in the cloud. Haven't had that problem yet.
This is Neos, which is the cloud version of Needles. Okay. So that's why, to be very specific. So, and they even learned something from this because they thought it would work and we couldn't get it to work. And then that's when someone up in the company on a higher tier from Needle said, oh, no, this has to be Microsoft specific Office 365. So anyway, that's something I learned. And so now I'm like, I'm leery to bring on a big client and just put them directly on the SureWeb. So my future is going to be, what's the best reseller for me to get them directly to Office, you know, Microsoft 365 email.
So I know, Mike, you've done pretty much all of your migrations yourself. Paco, have you done any migrations where you've needed vendor assistance or you've had to use other tools? For instance, something like BitTitan or Sidekick or something to do your integrations and migration.
Yeah, so we use BitTitan exclusively for a lot of our migrations, especially for those that are much bigger, to not have to worry about downloading the PSTs, and the bigger ones that have had email for years and whatever the case may be. I forgot how much the licenses were at the time, but I think you can get them directly from Pax8. Just buy the licenses, run them. It kind of copies everything over. I haven't had any real issues running it that way. Where I need assistance, such as I'll go back to the GoDaddy version where I had to have them help me with some scripting to kind of retire that port tenant to carry over to direct Microsoft 365, which I understand now there's a different way of doing it, that a much better and cleaner way. But back then when we did it about a couple years or 2 years ago, they were able to assist us with some of that scripting and such. But the cool thing, like I mentioned before, if you don't even want to deal with any of it and you just want to just point them, Pax8 will do it for you and they'll just charge you a fee. So you pay them, you can charge your client whatever you want, or if it's included, however you want to decide it, but you can just give it to them and they will take care of the full migration for you. And obviously any problems and stuff that come up, that's their issue. And once it's done, they'll let you know.
Have you done that?
I haven't done it, but we are going to do probably one or two of them next month, just because of we have about five of them we have to take care of, and I just don't think we can do all five next month. So we're probably going to leverage for at least two of them, and then my tech and I will try and take on the other three.
I think that's where I'm at. I haven't been overwhelmed where I needed their help, and I'm such a control freak when it comes to some of this stuff. I can't let go, but I think when I'm forced,
you a control freak, Mike.
So what will happen is if I get burdened down, and may that please happen, you know, sure, where then I'm not going to be stupid. I got to take advantage of it. So sure. How about Marv? How have you been with migrating?
So that first big client that I switched over, AppRiver did all of that. And again, they were referred. I wasn't a reseller then, so I didn't really care. I don't know what the customer paid. But since then, I have done all of my own migrations. I've had AppRiver assist me a couple of times. They've not charged me for the assistance. In fact, the biggest help that they did was give me some additional discounts to get BitTitan licensing. Now, when I went back and looked at the discount, it was probably, I think, just pennies difference of what I could have gotten directly from Tech Data or Ingram. So it wasn't like they... But if I, you know, instead of going directly to BitTitan, they did give me a discount there. And at the time, that was great that they offered that. I did find out after the fact that, you know, I could get my own discounting as such. But I think that they, AppRiver and I, you know, things might be starting to change because they're, you know, they're getting bigger as they, you know, merge with Zix and all of these new things come in. But, you know, the thing that they were always known for was their phenomenal support. And they would go above and beyond to do a lot of that stuff. And like I said, they didn't charge me. So I don't know if, you know, they may start to add a fee. If, you know, if I say I want to switch over 100 mailboxes and have them do it, they may say, okay, well, you're going to pay for that. I'll be fine. So now the question I was going to ask you guys is your overall satisfaction with your vendor. And I know that we all probably have horror stories of a migration that went bad or sideways. Or, you know, there's those one or two little things that I wish they would do this. But overall, what is your sense of your happiness right now? And Mike, I'm kind of asking you because I know that a couple of years ago, you were a bit queasy with SureWeb.
I was. They went through a phase where I don't know if it was their support team or whatever. Everybody I called, I'm like, I would hang up. I'm like, he's an idiot. What am I, you know, and that was tier three, you know, what, I'm on my own, you know? And so, yes, you are correct. I think they've gotten a lot better, except for one problem. We talked about this on Tech Vets, and there was one nagging problem with one employee, one attorney, actually, of a client and one of my bigger retainer clients. Everybody else was fine. It was just this one person's account. Every email got stuck in the outbox for 3 minutes, no matter what we did. I even did a nuke and pave. Same problem. So now I'm working with Sherweb and they're saying, okay, look, I nuke and paved it. What are you going to do? They got Microsoft. I spent 3 hours remoted in with a Microsoft engineer at a pretty high level. I seen things I can't unsee, you know, in terms of the back end of Outlook and configurations that I just shouldn't have been looking at, you know? Anyway, it was a learning experience. No joy. Sherweb had to back up the email. We had arranged this on a Saturday. They deleted the account off a Sherweb server, recreated it. We tested everything was work, and then they had to re-import the mail. That solved the problem. So it was a Sherweb server problem for that account. So that was very frustrating, but that's only one problem. They have been pretty responsive. I would say we went from like a 70, and they're up in the 90s for me. You know, if I'd give them a 95 rating right now. But you are correct, you know, from a couple years ago.
All right, Paco.
Yeah, I mean, I think overall, I haven't had any real big issues. I mean, the only time, like I mentioned, was the Microsoft migration, but that was more of a Microsoft deal. But you know, the team, the support, everything else, the portals work. I mean, I haven't had anything where something broke and I was losing my mind to try and figure out what was happening. I mean, all above board on this side.
All right. And as you guys know, I don't like to make change. So unless they, you know, screw me over really, really bad, I'm probably at a 98 with them. They do have a couple of issues every now and then with hosted exchange. So I don't want to absolve them of any issues. And just last week, they had an issue where mail delivery was jacked up. And there was something about an invalid user account that affected not just my client, but anybody on that hosted exchange server that they had to fix and then re-push out mail at like 1 a.m. or something like that. And that was a bit frustrating for the client, but AppRiver pretty much took care of it. They kept everybody, you know, in the loop as to what the problem is. They're working on it. So it wasn't like they were, you know, non-communicative, which some vendors are. Some vendors, you know, they won't admit a problem until you prove to it that it's their problem, you know, after three times or whatever. So AppRiver's pretty proactive in that sense.
That's my fear. Sherweb had like a server farm problem or something with the hosted exchange. My phone, I got 35 clients that would just be, you know, I'd have to turn off the phones, you know. No, but I mean, it would be really bad. And I, knock wood, you know, I mean, there's been occasional delays where they've admitted that there was a problem, but they're very rare, you know, which I've been glad. So how's it with Microsoft? Have you had, especially remember there was an Office
Microsoft
problem.
Microsoft sucks. Can we just say that?
No, from a reliability on
Microsoft sucks.
I mean, we had two outages, I think, a couple months ago. And like for me, I was completely down for one of those outages. Like, because again, my phone system runs through there, my emails. I mean, I had no way to communicate to my clients outside of sending a broadcast message through Synchro and sending out an email through MailChimp to do a notification of what's going on, social media, blah, blah, blah. Right. So, so it was unpleasant, right? But I guess, you know, everyone has a problem every so often. I mean, Google had the same issue, with their work platform and on their personal side, right? So, I mean, you just opened your eyes on, you know, what type of person are you going to be? Are you going to be the one that tries to get everything integrated and as efficient as possible? Or do you silo some of these things as a precaution because you're worried these things might happen, right? So it just depends on how you do business and your perspective on handling some of these things.
Or even the client, what's their tolerance for any kind of an issue? And that's where, you know, I want to balance where, you know, where am I putting them, you know, based on, you know, what they can tolerate.
So here's a question. So Mike, you're an advisor, so you're just a referrer. So your customers can call you or SureWeb. Is that correct?
That is correct. I'd prefer them to call me, and they do that. But there are times I've had to have them call direct, you know, or if they can't get a hold of me, you know, they can call direct.
Right. Paco, in terms of your differences, are you reselling any customers, or are you referring all of yours?
All of them are all directly through me. Okay. So none of them are doing it directly with Microsoft right now.
All right. So do you know that if you were to resell a customer, would your customer have to contact you and not Pax8 or Mike, not SureWeb? So if you resell it, can they only talk to you?
That I don't know. I'm pretty sure they can call directly when I last talked to them, because we had a situation where we needed to kind of separate from another client and kind of do his own daily. And my understanding is they can call directly.
Okay.
But I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that was what the conversation we had when we talked about that.
So I've always been under the impression that whether I resell or refer a customer, they can always call AppRiver themselves. I did have a customer that we probably had a month long fight with them because they thought that they didn't need to pay for email and they wanted to get a free email account. And I said, yeah, whatever. If you want me to support that, I'm going to charge you every time you call me on it. And they're like, well, if it's free, I said, because it's not free through me. So they wanted to switch away from AppRiver and go with this other product. We finally talked them out of it. And then they wanted to go with the $4 Microsoft package. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't do it through AppRiver because AppRiver always adds on. And they wanted to find a way to do that. And so AppRiver said to me, look, if you want to offer that to them, you know, we sell it to you at a lesser price. You can match the $4 price. But if you do that and you become the reseller, the customer can only call you. Now, part of it, I think, is because this was a, shall we say, sensitive client.
Hmm.
The nice way to put it. But I think AppRiver didn't want to talk to this customer anymore. And they're like, if you want to resell it, fine, take them off our hands. And that's kind of what happened there. But,
By the way, SureWeb's in Canada, just to, you know, I don't know if that means anything or is that
sure or something or
no, it's funny. When no matter what you dial, the number, the first is in French to hit one, you know, and then it's English, you know, to hit two, something like that. So
nope, AppRiver. Hey, Mike, you're not far from them. They're here in Florida. Gulf Breeze, right on the peninsula.
Yep. Pax8's over in Denver, Colorado. So okay. Right over by our good friend Mike Wise.
Yeah.
Mike's in the chat today, or he was.
I did see him.
Say, yep. Hey Mike. Along with Potnuts Pro creator Matt Rainey. Mm. Matt actually makes a little comment that even though we're all comparing and contrasting and we have anything, he says that if there was a perfect solution, everybody would use that. So.
And then they would have outages.
And something would go wrong at some point in time. Yeah. All right, guys. So I don't know if we've hit everything that you wanted to mention. Is there anything that we didn't touch that you want to highlight about your particular vendor and say that, you know, they do this much better than the others, or, hey, they don't do so well here. Do you have any questions?
I think for me, just more informative where, you know, as Pax8, you know, you join as a partner, they have a slew of resources, for free, right? There is mission briefings that they help kind of educate on what's going on in the landscapes of Microsoft because they're closely trying to integrate themselves, with Microsoft being a good partner. And they have several boot camps as well. So for those that are trying to understand more about Microsoft 365, Azure, or Dynamics, they have boot camps for those. And then they have an academy as well to help you kind of onboard yourself, not only in the PAX 8 stuff, but for all the other things as well, trying to figure out how you want to run your business, whether it's securing remote workforce or other topics like that.
SureWeb has a lot to offer that I have not explored. And that's been just, you know, my choice right now. And I guess I didn't want to go deep into it to be like a direct reseller, because and now that I've been there so long, I always thought I'm never going to be there forever. So where do I want to end up? And I've ended up at SureWeb. So I haven't moved on, but that's something I have to take a look at if I want to take on, you know, do I want to invoice clients for their email? I already look at the clients that I have that let their credit card, they don't renew it and their email shut down. And that's where I get called. And I'm like, I don't want to be that, where I've paid and now I got to go hunt down the money. So there's certain things that I don't know if I want that. You know,
how about this, Mike? When you have a web developer that owns the domain and they emailed the client to renew the domain, they didn't respond and the website goes down, the domain goes down, and they're dead in the water for email. That's always fun too, right? So it's, there's always a big pain with that type where you don't have control for that piece. And it's, why isn't my email working? And as you do the research, that's time you invested trying to figure it out, right?
That, by the way, that's another topic. We need, for what we do, to train web developers to not take the name servers of their clients. We must educate the world of web developers. We must teach them DNS. And that's the biggest problem that I run into, whether it's a new account or my client, I hate to go off topic, sorry, but or my, because it impacts email, or my client changed web developers without telling me and they didn't migrate the MX records and they wonder why they woke up the one morning and there's no email. And I look and I was like, your MX records are gone. You know, why didn't you involve me? Well, it didn't involve networking and stuff. So they didn't call me, you know, anyway.
Yeah, they told us we don't need our IT guy.
That's right. And that's what bites me, because I always say, hey, your website is your web developer. Don't contact us. The only thing you need to let me know about is if you change something with the name and that doesn't strike home. It's like, oh, well, you said the web developer. And I was like, well, you know, explicit of me, you know.
Anyway, that's my biggest frustration.
Yeah, we can do a show on that. But basically, to simplify what I've talked with my customers about, anything that has to do with anything computer related, internet related, if it plugs into the wall, call me first.
I'm stealing that. If it plugs into the wall, they got to remember that printers plug in and that we should be involved. You know, when they reorder a whole new multifunction machine that doesn't integrate with the way the other one did, you know. So. Yeah.
It used to be, I said, if it has one of those network cables, call me. But now everything, you know, there's so much done over Wi-Fi. There's so much done over internet. So I just say, look, if you use your computer to contact it in any way, or if you have an internet, anything, domain name, phones, internet, call me. Just call me. And what's the worst that can happen? I can say, yes, don't worry about it. Go right ahead. I'm not going to bill you for that. But the worst that'll happen is you need me. I've got to come out and there will be a charge. But that charge is going to be a lot less than if you call me after the fact.
That's right.
So, and Matt Rady writes, but it was wireless.
God, I hate wireless with a passion. That's a whole nother topic.
That is, because I'm dealing with that. So
I want them to uninvent wireless for printers. Anyway,
COVID-19, of course, has caused, you know, the work from home nation to come alive. Yes. And trying to tell people that if you're working on Wi-Fi from home in your upstairs bedroom, but your Wi-Fi router is downstairs in your garage on the other side of the house, you might not have a good connection.
Yep.
So.
And then trying to prove it to them that that's the real, well, you know, my boyfriend says this, or my girlfriend who says, you know, I'm telling you, this is what is happening. So take it up with the operations manager and they'll tell you what you need to do.
No, I had to go up against the 10-year-old gamer son who was designing the network for their house. So that was,
That's where I'd say, I can go prove that for you. I've got a Wi-Fi tester that I can go out there with. Oh, okay. We'll make some changes.
See, I wouldn't even want to do that. I'm not visiting X amount of people's homes, and especially in this time of day, figure it out. Or we'll figure it out for you.
Well, if they're going to pay for it, that's the thing. They've got to, if they're willing to pay, I'll go out and, just hold up the tester 15 minutes to prove them that they've got no signal.
So. That's where I send my son. He gets masked and gloved and goes out into the trenches.
All right, gentlemen, I want to thank you for that lively discussion. We had some people in the chat say thank you, and I hope that we covered enough topic to help people with their selling, onboarding, and supporting of their Microsoft 365, and we'll be doing this with other products and talking about the different vendors. Yes, there are other vendors out there. Yes, there are other options out there, but these were the two gentlemen that I thought of first when I wanted to do this AppRiver versus the world thing. And I think it went pretty good. So I know we're coming up on the hour here, but this is the last, not the last day, but it's close to the last day of 2020. We're going to say goodbye. So the news sites have gone pretty rampant with talking about how 2020 was the year of Florida Man. And as per usual, I want to offer you guys the opportunity. Do you have a story in the last week or so that could rival Florida Man as we do one last edition of Florida Man versus the world?
Go ahead, Paco, because I don't have anything that can win.
Not in the last week. Earlier in the year when traveling was happening, basically a woman who left an alligator at O'Hare charged with animal cruelty. So we'll go with that.
Wait a minute. She left the gator
and the O'Hare airport
at the airport, but yet she was charged with animal cruelty. Yes. Not with assault with a deadly weapon or no. Anything like that.
No. So
okay, that's a pretty good one, and it involves a gator, so
yeah,
double kudos for that. So what I will do is I will just put a couple of links into the top Florida Man stories of 2020. There was a story that tied into today. The title just simply reads, Florida Man Charged in Illinois Bowling Alley Shooting That Killed Three. So sounds a bit right. Of a green one. sounds about right. Mm-hmm. You have, let's see, Florida Man Arrested for Beating and Throwing Chair at a Child in Donut Dispute.
Wow.
Oh.
Florida Man Accused of Setting His Own Truck on Fire to Give Deputies Something to Do.
Oh, we're not worthy of competing with
that. Well, but here's a happy story. A Central Florida man stops at Publix, wins $1 million on scratch-off ticket before Christmas. So, really? See, not all Florida men are bad. And Mike, since you are one,
yeah,
start paying attention.
Yep.
And so somebody in the chat, Paco, wrote, your story, bet she came in from Florida.
More than likely. Had to be some type of warm situation.
Are there gators in Illinois?
So, funny story. There was a one where Chance the Snapper, who ended up actually going to Florida for I forgot which reservation that he went to. But, yeah, so apparently some bozos dumped.
Yeah, like there's gator reservations down there.
I don't know if you got like gator reservations. Yeah, sure, whatever. But essentially, apparently, some bozos dropped a baby alligator into the Humboldt Park Lagoon one year, and it was like this whole ten day ordeal where they couldn't get the local wildlife guy that we had that specialized in alligators and trapments and stuff like that. So we had to bring somebody from Florida to come and get Chance, and they ended up grabbing them and taking them back over to Florida. So,
okay. Chance the Snapper. I love that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is going to do it, folks. So there's your final Florida Man attributed storytelling time. So Mike, Paco, thank you very much for coming onto the show and helping out with this discussion. We will see you guys again soon. I hope that you and everybody that is watching and or listening has had a good end to 2020 as we say goodbye. and look forward to a much better and prosperous 2021. And that's going to do it for this episode of Podnuts Pro. I want to thank again everyone for continuing to listen and support not just my show, but these guys have shows as well. And for you guys to always support our podcast, help us keep helping the community, sharing stories, sharing tips, discussion with vendors and products. This is what we need to do to keep our industry going and stay on top of things, keep things going right. So guys, that's going to do it. Any last words before we end off?
No, the only thing I could probably suggest, if they wanted to know more about PAX A, I know on our podcast, MSP Unplugged, we did an episode back in April 20th called Distribution Simplified, if you wanted to catch that. Ken Patterson is the guy who I'm going to connect Marvin with to talk more about PAX A on the show. It was a pretty good, he's the director of community, really great guy. Hopefully has some additional information for those interested.
If for SureWeb, if you go to SureWeb.com, SHERWEB.com, you'll see there's a partner link. And if you just put your name and email, they'll send you a guide and they can set you up for where you can log in and get demos of everything. And I will also find someone that can be with Marv, so you can have, you know, someone from each of the companies. Yeah, that's a great, I think that's a great follow-up to this.
All right. And of course, if you want to know about AppRiver, just let me know. I'll get you in touch with my channel account manager, Robin Sunshine Phillips, and she'll take care of you and get you where you need to go. Of course, you can go to appriver.com. And if you want to find out more about Podnuts Pro, you want to go back and listen to some of the old episodes, I introduced a website last week, podnutspro.com. So if you are listening to this by audio and you missed the video, if you go to podnutspro.com, find the episode for this show. The video for that will be accompanying it on the webpage there. There's some other stuff there you can do in terms of finding specific episodes, supporting the podcast, heading over to my Amazon affiliate store, but podnutspro.com is the place to go. And again, folks, thank you very much for watching and listening and supporting the show. And until next time, holla.